And welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm so glad that you have joined me today. We are in the middle of a much longer series. It's called Foundations. And the Foundations series is the viewpoint of what can you expect if you walk into my office? What type of questions will I be asking you? Why am I asking them? And one of the things that I would be talking about is, what does it look like to have a relationship with an attorney instead of just having an attorney that does your documents? Just getting it done, getting those done. Rather, what happens and why would we need a relationship that is ongoing? So without a further ado, I'm going to reach back into the coffers and I'm going to hand it over to myself and with Mark Holland on a short series adding into the foundations of why do we need a relationship with an attorney?
Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Once again, hello there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, a subject that you've talked about before is the idea that you want to have an ongoing relationship with those you work with, not a one-and-done kind of document, and then you never see the person again for 20 years. But it's important in estate planning to have that relationship.
Yeah, and you actually kind of nailed it of how often people come back and get their estate planning documents updated, which is anywhere between 10 and 20 years. 10 years if you use a revocable living trust. When someone utilizes a trust, then for some reason it changes their mentality of how often they should look at it. But if you've used a will, and statistically, you won't come back to an attorney for 20 years.
Wow.
And boy, is there a lot that changes in 20 years. And so we've seen a lot of changes even over just the past couple of weeks, let alone 20 years of life, of finances, of family, of values in our life. And so there's so many moving components in the time period that I am a voice that will proclaim over and over that relationship matters, specifically when you are talking about estate planning.
Well, the kinds of things that change then, you say, are they mostly tax law, estate planning law, nationally, locally, all of the above?
All of the above. Mm. So there's really three major things that I see that continually move that none of us have control over. And so those three things are, number one, the things that happen in our life that we can't control is that relationships continue to move. So in the past 10 to 15 years, I would ask a majority of individuals, has anything happened in your family? Hmm. And so have incidences happened that have changed the dynamics in your personal family? Because these are the ones that typically an estate plan is going to take care of. So have the duties and roles changed? A lot of times we do a will when we have small kids or around that time period, and then we don't revisit it for another 20 plus years until we start thinking about retirement and we're in our 50s, getting close to 60s. Well, obviously, there's a massive disparity in what's happened in our family. So we don't have small kids, but now we have adult kids. Well, their financial habits may have changed over the years. So maybe you thought that this one child was going to be the financially responsible child, and lo and behold, it was the child that you never believed was going to be the financially responsible one. And so there's constant moving pieces within our family. Well, there's moving pieces in our finances. And so maybe we have more than what we had in the past. And so when we did our estate plan X many years ago, we didn't have a tax burden. We didn't have the need to talk about tax issues, but now we do. Or it could be the opposite, which is we had something, and now because of changing times, changing economies, that we actually have less. And so what does that look like? How do we have to change because our finances have changed? So that's category number one, which is our lives constantly change. Oh, and there's one other thing, which is our values constantly change. Now, maybe not our morals. I hope our morals are founded on the rock of Jesus Christ and that they're biblically based and that we have not moved, our morals, but our values may change. So my girls are 23 and 24. And so if I look at who they are, I have changed my values towards them versus 10 years ago when they were 13 and 14. I have more information. I have grown as a person. Paul Grant has as a father, as a husband. And so my values and the world has changed around me. So my values of how I perceive things and how I want to maybe leave legacy gifts have changed. So all of those things in category number one have moved, which is, have things moved in our personal lives? Now, you started the question with, well, are changes only in the law, both local and federal? Well, yes, there are consistent changes in the law.
Yeah, yeah.
There's consistent changes in tax law, correct?
Yeah.
And so those things are always an ever-changing move, regardless of what has happened in the White House, whether it's Republican or Democrat, there's always going to be changes in tax law. And an outdated will or trust may not have the highest level of legal sufficiency and effectiveness that will protect your estate and protect those you leave behind. So that's always moving. Then the third category. So number one was the family and our personal stuff. Number two, taxes and law. And then number three is that as an attorney, the industry continues to change. And so I have tools in my bag of tricks that I use today that I did not have two and 5 years ago. Why? Because tax keeps moving, legal keeps moving. And so we reinvent different tools to allow and give the greatest advantage to our clients. So those are the three things that none of us have control over. We would like to have stability in our life, but I think we intuitively understand, boy, things just keep moving right along. So here's the problem. If I created a document for you 10 years ago and we did not have any communication, then all of those three items have dramatically shifted and the estate plan may not, I'm not guaranteeing, but there's a high probability that a outdated plan is one of your worst enemies. And so therefore, relationship resolves how outdated plans remain in an updated, ready state. And so you've heard me say before, estate planning is easy. Just tell me 1 month before you're going to die and we'll get it all right. But since we don't know that day,
right,
then the responsibility of us then says, I need to keep it up. I need to have a relationship to make sure that this is going to play out properly.
But isn't having that ongoing relationship with an attorney kind of expensive? Maybe that's why people don't do it very often.
Well, good question. And so that is the knee-jerk reaction is attorneys. I mean, number one, who really wants to talk to an attorney? Holy smokes. But number two, yeah, there's a rub that says, that sounds like Paul's just trying to get us in so that we can write him a check. Well, unfortunately, number one is that most attorneys don't have any type of a relationship program. So the unfortunate experience that we have is that we've spent money to do an estate plan. And of course, we want a simple estate plan because what that means is that really what you're asking for is I don't want to pay a lot of money. There is no such thing as a simple estate plan, trust me. However, really, that is terminology. It is incognito to say, I want to be cheap. So number one, if you're cheap, not that you're frugal, but if you're cheap, please don't call me. So really, the experience is I write a check to the attorney and then I go back and I see them in 5, 8, 10, 15, 20 years and they want me to write a bigger check to resolve what they say has taken place in the legal format. Well, what if there was a system that, okay, yes, I got to be paid for the services up front, and most attorneys do, but what if there was a process that says, okay, we're going to write one unfortunate check. Okay. And it's probably going to be, larger than what most people want to write, but let's get you over that hump. And then once that's written, what if there was a process that instead of writing big check, big check, big check through the years, we had an opportunity to get a plan done that was well, and then have very small ongoing checkup payments that kept us in the relationship, that wouldn't burden us financially. And we received good services out of that, which would include the attorney watching over the legal and the tax issues while you being able to communicate with the attorney for no additional charge. Is there an opportunity then to close the gap if we knew that indeed it wasn't expensive for the ongoing relationship? Rather, we think it's going to be expensive because of our previous experiences with attorneys who are only document producers but have no stable relationship program. So in a program, we could eliminate and take the it's expensive off the board. Okay, again, I'm trying to be as honest as possible. There's a check to be written up front, and that's a bummer. But thereafter, what if it was a consistent, manageable opportunity financially so that it was guaranteed and that we were able to maintain our estate plan well?
As long as I've known you, this has been something that you've really come back to many times, the importance of having a relationship.
Yes.
But that's kind of what sets your practice apart from many.
It really does. As a matter of fact, I only know of one other law firm in the entire Pacific Northwest, and that's because I actually invited this person into the national organization I belong to. So I can't say I'm the only one that I know of, but in all honesty, it really is a unique opportunity to get an estate plan done at what I believe is a very high level and very detail orientated, and then have that estate plan managed for you instead of, in essence, divorcing yourself and the one and done attorney. Here's your document. Good luck. You tell me, this is the attorney speaking, you tell me, client, if you need my help. Well, unfortunately, most people don't know that they need help because they're not watching the law. They're not watching taxes, right? And then the attorney has no idea if something has changed in the family because the client never calls. Mm. They don't communicate. And so the industry as a whole has created this major gap in good estate planning, in my opinion. And so therefore, yes, I believe that we are uniquely positioned to have a relationship with clients because we have a program around it. It's not just something that we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Very intriguing. A relationship matters when it comes to estate planning, tax issues, and you're hearing some of the heart of Paul Grant. Very important to his practice. If people are intrigued and they want to maybe find out more about your services, how do they do that?
Head over to legacyandfaith.com. You can hear past podcasts. There's opportunities to communicate with us. There will be upcoming educational sessions, and there will also be what's called the estate planning life cycle on that. As a matter of fact, after break, I would like to talk about how that life cycle works in relationship. And so that can all be found at legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. And continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
I'm with co-host Mark Holland this week on the Legacy and Faith Show. Paul discussing relationship, relational attorneys. Paul, you are one of those. You relate each
actually.
Week with the listeners through this radio program. And you have something you've described in past shows, the estate planning life cycle. How does
right.
that work into this relationship?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, it really is, if you can imagine just a wheel and it just keeps going around and around, so there's no way to get off. But that's really what relationship is supposed to be about, is that we're in this entire process together. And it really starts with some education, some good information, exploration of what a client needs. It moves into engaging, create, and financial integration. All of these things are at the beginning. They're very important in making sure that an estate plan actually works as it's designed. And then we get into the fourth element, which is continuation commitment. And that's really where the relationship starts. And so in the continuation commitment, as a firm, we commit to the client, and the client does commit back to the firm that we will remain in relationship. And that means that we give our clients annual reviews of their estate plan, and that we give them annual reviews of their finances and whether they are integrated properly into the plan so that the plan will actually work. And the beauty about having relationship is that the relationship deepens over time. So I get to know my clients more. They get to know us. I get to know the families. So then we begin to educate the families. That's a part of our life cycle, is actually educating families on what to expect should this plan need to be used. Because here's the unfortunate news. You create a plan, and this one is going to be used. It's going to be used either in disability. In other words, we have something that has happened in a life circumstance that we need help, or we've passed away and it's our turn to go see Jesus face to face. So the plans that we develop will be used at some point. Well, in the relationship, as it deepens with your attorney, then I have the unique ability to understand and see my clients more appropriately through time of whether or not they're struggling in life, whether or not there's incapacity issues, whether or not they're beginning to struggle financially, or that we need to make fine-tuned changes to the plan to support and uphold the client so that we can actually help them as they age. And as we've educated the family, then the family is more aligned with supporting the parents or their relative or whoever it is. And so that really goes into 5 and 6 in the estate planning life cycle, which is family reception and life adjustments, because life adjustments happen. And then when someone passes away, we are well suited because we have a relationship with the family to actually walk them through this time. Nobody likes to talk about death. We don't like to talk about our own mortality. Even as Christians, we don't like to talk about it, even though we have a hope, right? That this is not our home. We have a different home set before us. However, we still don't like to talk about it. And so, but we do need to have a strong plan. And this is where relationship, in my opinion, really matters, is that it's not just relationship with the creator, but it's a relationship with the family, so that we can prepare the family to support the patriarchs. And then when someone passes away, that the family is ready and they have the knowledge base and the relationship to help them through that time. So the estate planning life cycle is this complete wheel. It keeps going. And then, of course, the hope is that as we build that relationship with the family, that they see the value and come right into it. That's why it's a wheel. So then the family starts working with the firm, and we continue to assist them and create legacies in families instead of just documents.
Well, then what would an attorney be doing in the relationship that would create that ongoing value? When you say, I didn't know you have a relationship with other people in the family. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So on an annual basis, we hold educational sessions, okay, training sessions, to where they're group opportunities. And now this year was very difficult,
right.
But however, in typical years, we can hold group meetings. And so therefore, we invite families so that we can actually talk about, okay, if someone were to pass away, these are the steps that a family is expected to take. Mm. This is what you need to expect. Now, whether it's children, whether it's other family members, whether you don't have kids and they're, and you've named friends or are people, like I said, other relatives, you know, you get to pick on them instead of your kids. It doesn't matter. Someone is going to close the estate. And so therefore, it is our belief that it is a smoother transition. And of course, that's one of the highest values that most people talk to us about, is that we want a smooth transition, Paul. Great. If you truly want a smooth transition, then your family or those that you've named to take over the plan, should you become incapacitated or die, they need to have an educational foundation of what their roles are.
So do you do that kind of educating, for instance, with somebody who's going to be the executor?
Yes.
Say, this is executor 101 or trustee number one. This is what we go through.
Absolutely. That is what we do on an annual basis. We have an educational session to bring whoever wants. So it's not mandated. I can't force you to do something, but this is how we educate the next generation to be prepared. We also have opportunities to educate the next generation on wealth reception. So do we want to just hand money to somebody, or would we like to teach them financial skills and how to relate to finances and pass on your values of money to the next generation? So this is a part of our program as well. And again, I'll come back, Mark, you mentioned it, which is, it doesn't seem like anyone else is doing that. Well, to my knowledge, no other law firms are, and I've never had another attorney call me who happens to listen to this show to say, Paul, I want to correct you because I'm doing something similar. And so I've had this radio show for over 2.5 years and proclaimed that this is a unique opportunity to have relationship, but not just relationship with you as the creator, but relationship to prepare the family. And that happens by education. And so, yes. Education is the way that we get to know the entire family and prepare them for a smooth transition, because that's what families want. They want a smooth transition.
Well, I would think then if things have changed in life, that relationship becomes a real advantage.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, is that if a client begins to demonstrate signs that their age is sneaking up on them, they're having a difficult time paying their bills. And I'm not talking that because they don't have money. I'm talking just the practical aspect of writing checks, of balancing checkbooks, of knowing where their money is, of being able to make proper decisions with their finances to support themselves. Then if we have educated those who are supposed to come alongside of that client, then it gives us the opportunity to make that smooth transition. And what I have found is that the client is less resistant to accepting the help when they know that
there's some rules that have been established.
And not only rules, but that they've been trained. Yeah. And so yes, you're 100% correct, Mark, which is, yes, there's guidelines and boundaries of how to use my finances. And so I feel confident that those boundaries are there. But not only that, you've been trained, so I know that you're actually going to do it well. Mm. And when those are a part of the equation, clients are more willing to say, I trust the process, so therefore, I'm not going to fight to hold on to power and control like what we see in the which is more common in public, which is people fight to stay in control because they don't have those assurances. Mm. So in the relationship life cycle, the estate planning life cycle, what we have found is that the relationship is really the foundation of allowing a client to feel secure and allow the assistance they need during their lifetime.
During their lifetime, that's an important point, too. A lot of times people think about these documents and these plans only after they've passed away. But you've, again, very often pointed out on your program that a lot of this has to do with planning while you're still alive.
Absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's probably one of the bigger issues that we find in estate planning. I had a client... let me back out. The children are calling the law firm because the client is demonstrating these exact signs. And it's a it's someone who is new to me. I've taken over the relationship. They haven't been in the estate planning life cycle. And there's tricky issues that I have as an attorney. My duty is to protect the client and confidentiality. So I'm in a pickle because the kids are calling and I can't talk to them because of client confidentiality. And so a lot of what we design our whole program around is to find those trusted people in your life and make sure that there are permissions that with certain rules, you talked about the rules of how this may transpire, that it allows the law firm to then be a part of the family. And there are ways that we can do that without breaching confidentiality, but allowing communication with the family. And so, but when someone walks in off the street, boy, our hands are tied because that relationship hadn't existed. So yes, it's a huge advantage in my opinion for the smooth transition. So again, that's probably the third or fourth time I've said it, but that is really one of the highest values that clients come to us with. I want to make sure that everything I do is smooth and it's taken care of for my family. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can happen with a document, but it can happen with relationship. And so in estate planning, relationship dramatically matters.
Relationship matters, something that Paul Grant has always stressed with his program and, of course, his practice, Planning with Purpose. If people are intrigued and they want to find out more about your services, Paul, how do they get in touch with you?
Head over to our website. It's legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts. There's opportunities to sign up for educational sessions that are going to be happening next year at the beginning of the year. And so there's ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.